From the Toronto Sun. Female U.S. Army colonel accused of sexually assaulting subordinates. Huh? Excuse me, Toronto Sun? A female U.S. Army colonel is accused of sexually assaulting subordinates. But I thought that women were the favored gender. I thought they were perfect. I thought they never did anything wrong. I thought that only masculinity was toxic. And that only men sexually assaulted people. How is a woman sexually assaulting anybody? Oh, you mean she ended up in a position of authority and power over others and abused it? Meaning that anybody, regardless of their gender, when given too much power and authority, could potentially abuse it. In fact, they might actually be corrupted by that power and authority, because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And while, you know, somebody who's a superior, your superior in the military, might not have absolute power over you, they certainly have more power over you than, say, oh, I don't know, a boss in the private sector. So women could be corrupted by power just like men? No, it's not possible. They're so angelic and perfect. Anyway, before I get into this story, I'd like to ask those of you out there who appreciate the raw, red-pilled nature of my content, please go check out my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. It's a platform very much like YouTube, but without a lot of the censorship. You will find more than 1,600 pieces of my content there to date. So lots and lots of red pills to digest. So go check it out. Comment, like, subscribe. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Okay, so is that her? Or is that just a stock photo? Because if that's her, I think I see how she would need a position of power and authority to get sex from men. But not really. So that's her. Colonel Megan Sullivan. Colonel? Oh, no. Right, that's right. We have female colonels now and female generals. Oh, God. No wonder our military is going to hell in a handbasket. What was it the other day? The Navy had some tranny come out and be like their spokesperson to try and increase. the number of new recruits signing up to serve in the Navy. Oh, yeah. That's the way to go. That's the way to go. Yeah, if you want to get trannies and homos in the military. Yeah. We want more effeminate men and men that are becoming women, meaning they are taking estrogen and they're doing everything they can to kill their ability to create testosterone, because those are the people we want. Oh, yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, she's not the worst looking broad I've ever seen. And she's not a hottie, and we're only seeing her from the chest up. She's probably, you know, got a muffin top, like most broads I see in the military. Most of the broads I see in the military are fat blobs with gigantic hips and guts, and they couldn't do one pull-up if their life depended on it. We go to war, we're screwed with these chicks in charge. But I've seen worse than her, and let's be honest, even those big, fat, sloppy pig broads with the triple chins and the guts hanging under their fucking belts, even those chicks can get laid, so, what's up with this? She must hate men. Yeah. It's been my experience. These kind of broads that use their positions of power and authority to sexually assault, sexually harass men, they're doing so out of a clear and obvious hatred, while at the same time they must have extremely low self-esteem to feel that they need to use their position of authority and abuse it to get with a dude. Because let's be honest, even if you are the biggest, fattest, ugliest broad on the fucking planet, you can get laid. So, Colonel Megan Sullivan, commander of the 5th Brigade Engineer Battalion. Engineer Battalion? Oh, come on. You know this is a diversity hire. Are you going to tell me that the best person they could find for the job was a woman? That's not even statistically possible. Men, there's what is it, like 10 to 1, 100 to 1 male to female engineers? There's not enough female engineers for there to be an applicant that is female that is better than all the other male applicants. But somehow, Somehow she's the best of the best of the best. Oh, and is the commander of the engineer battalion. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's not more likely that she's just a diversity hire so the military can virtue signal how woke and progressive they are and how inclusive they are. Yeah, okay. A female U.S. Army commander has been accused of multiple sexual assaults of subordinates, according to the report. It just never makes sense to me. I mean, I know women do it. I know that women sexually harass and abuse men as well, but I just don't get it. They have such an easier time getting dick than a man has getting poon. What? So odd. So odd. Why would you put yourself in this kind of position doing something that's clearly immoral, not to mention illegal and against military regulations, when all you got to do is snap your finger, go on Tinder, go on whatever. It's got to be a power control thing. It's got to be psychological, right? Yeah, it's something pathological because she doesn't need to get on, she doesn't need to climb on to her subordinates that got on their laps and, grind away, whether it be consensual or non-consensual, to get dick. Anyway, Colonel Megan Sullivan, commander of the 5th Brigade Engineer Battalion at the 5th SFAB, allegedly committed the assault at various times and locations while serving. Lovely, lovely. And all these weak men took it. They didn't do anything. Well, probably a lot of them were, okay with it, went along. I guess, I don't know. We men are much more forgiving than broads would be. If a dude had done this, you know that he would have been called out a long time ago. The Army has not commented on the allegations. Of course not. They're hoping it'll just, go away if they ignore it long enough. But has stated it takes all accusations of sexual assault seriously. Do they, though? Would this have been allowed to go on this long if it was a dude doing it? No, because women would have felt much more comfortable coming forward and complaining than men, because men's complaints are very rarely taken seriously. So I do not believe that they take all accusations of sexual assault seriously, and that they are investigating the claims against the commander. Yeah, they're investigating. It's going to take them a hell of a long time to investigate. And they're going to investigate for about as long as it takes for it to blow over and people to forget about it. And then they'll, quietly give her a discharge, probably an honorable one. The accusations were made by several soldiers who served under her. Oh, I bet they served under her. I'll bet they did. They claim that the commander used her position of authority. I thought this was bad. I thought that if you use your power and authority over someone as their boss to get sexual favors from them, that that's wrong and that's evil, and we need to prosecute that person to the full extent of the law. And hey, these are people making sexual allegations, Joe. They're making sexual allegations, so they can't be lying. What happened to me, too? Oh, only women should be believed all the time, not men. I see. I see. The incidents are said to have occurred over a period of months. Oh, come on, it wasn't months, it was probably years. It's probably her whole career in the fucking military. With some soldiers alleging that the commander even threatened them if they reported her behavior, of course. Of course. Yeah. The complaints accused Sullivan of forcefully kissing her male subordinates and grabbing them below the belt. Okay, well, men. You can't really sexually assault a dude, right? Nah, only women can be victims of sexual assault. That's what I keep hearing. That's it? That's the whole story? Where's the rest of it? What the f... That's all? I'm scrolling. There's no more. Okay, wait. No, that's it. Wow, what the fuck? I gotta start reading these stories beforehand. That's the end? There's got to be more. There's no more? This annoys me. Of course there's no more. Of course not. Men are the victims, so we don't want to discuss this no more. The discussion is over. That's all? Okay, here we go. Is there more? Is this it? No, that's another story entirely. here's the rest of the story. Now I'm pissed. Seymour. Where's the rest? I don't see the rest. Where's the rest? Oh, fucking hey, this is so annoying. That's it? That's so odd. So that's the end of the story. So this broad, Colonel, first of all, what the hell? Now, look, you might think I'm sexist. You might say that I'm a raging gynocentrist. I don't think women should be able to rise this high in the military. I mean, it's obvious that they're nothing more than diversity hires and that they don't have the merit to rise to that kind of position. This is the military. This is not a sewing class. Okay? This is not cooking school. This is not child rearing. This is killing other human beings. At the heart of the matter is your ability to fight. Look at this broad. Does she frighten you? With her Coke bottle glasses there? And her fat ass? Is there anything frightening about her? Well, in a physical sense, right? I mean, other than sitting on you, what the hell could she do to harm you? And you would actually have to, well, apparently, obviously, she got some dudes to lie down so she could sit on them. I'm surprised they lived. But besides being able to crush you to death, besides being able to suffocate you with her girth, if she laid down on you, what is there about this broad that is threatening? That tells you that she could eradicate you through the force of violent action. Nothing! And yet she's risen to a rank of colonel in the military. This is insane. And look what happens when these broads get into power. They abuse it. They abuse it. And you telling me that this chick is the best they could find? Is this the army? Isn't the army like the largest of our armed forces, out of the Air Force and the Navy and the Marines and the Coast Guard? Well, maybe there's more in the Coast Guard. I don't know. People perceive the Coast Guard as being easier. But I think the Army has the most people. Are you telling me out of the entire fucking Army, there isn't a male engineer better than her? And don't say to me, oh, well, maybe the engineer was a non-commissioned officer, like a sergeant. No, couldn't be. Because an engineer has to go to university. And if you went to university, you're going to be an officer. Are you telling me there's no other engineers in the whole fucking army that are men? That are better than her? Really? You expect me to buy that? Oh, we're doomed, man. We're doomed. This is what's going to be protecting us. This is what is protecting us. Trannies, homos, and this chick. Boy, if they get rid of the Second Amendment, we're screwed. If they pack the Supreme Court, get a few more justices in there that are Democrat, lefty, nutjobs like AOC, people who don't know what the fucking definition of a woman is, we kick the number up to 12 justices and get some wackadoo liberals in there who ban guns, we're done. The only thing keeping us from not getting invaded by other countries, aside from the fact that we have all of these alliances with so many different Western European countries who would come to our aid if we were invaded, the only other thing keeping, like, say, China from invading our ass is, hello, everybody's got a fucking gun. We got tons and tons of veterans who know how to use them. So despite what Sleepy Joe wants you to believe, that guns are useless, if you're fighting against a regime that's got nukes, well, if they're so useless, what the fuck do you care if we have them? Despite what he might want you to think, they're very useful. And they're a great deterrent to tyranny and invasion from outside forces. That's why we haven't been invaded already and taken over, because you got a couple hundred million Americans who own guns and know how to use them real well. And most of them have access to armor-piercing rounds. And we're going to need those people because we've got people like this chick in charge of our military. But if you get rid of the right to own arms, bear arms, this chick and her woodchuck teeth are the only thing that's going to be between us and a raging, screaming Chinese military. Maybe a Russian one, too, if we keep fucking poking that bear. So good luck, America. I think we're doomed. I think the West is doomed. Already guns are banned in most European countries. The only thing protecting them is their collectivist nature in the EU and them all being able to band together and combine their militaries. We'll see how long that lasts once the dollar collapses and their own currencies collapse. Yeah, but anyway, there you go. There you go. The myth of the perfect angelic woman out the window, although I'm sure this broad's going to find some way to blame a man. But let me know what you think. Is this the future of the military? Women in positions of power and authority and control over men? Because they're the best candidates. Does anybody out there really believe that? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealestPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealestPhilosopher. Follow me there. Give me thumbs up on my videos. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And subscribe.